Coming up on episode number 340. Well, let me go down the checklist here. Guns N' Roses covers, check. Garbage covers, check. Your requests, check. And trivia. Yep, got that too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's July 8th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, it's another All Request Night. Before I even get to that, I had an email asking about the theme song to Coverville, because I don't often credit who does the theme. Actually, the theme song is me. It's a Brian Ibbett original. No, it's a Brian Ibbett cover of Bruce Springsteen's Cover Me. It's only got the first verse, so you know, don't ask for a copy of it, because it's not finished. I haven't finished it yet, but maybe someday I will actually record the remaining verses and choruses for that. But anyway, for those of you wondering who does the theme song, it's me. Okay. You know what? I also had some feedback about the last show, the About a Boy edition of Coverville, from Niall in San Francisco. Let's go ahead and check in with Niall to see his question or comment.
Hi, this is Niall Kennedy from San Francisco, California. I listened to Coverville this week and heard you talk about Pearl Jam's Jeremy. Eddie Vedder actually based the song on Jeremy Wade-Dell from Richardson, Texas, who shot himself one morning in front of his entire class. The teacher sent him to get an admittance slip after he was late. He came back with a revolver and shot himself in the mouth. So try to erase this from the blackboard is actually try to erase this blood. And Jeremy was known for doodling in class. He created yellow suns, wrote notes to other people, but was a very quiet kid. So that's the lyrical reasoning behind Eddie's work. Eddie actually just saw the paragraph in a local paper and got to work creating what was going on in this kid's head in that small town, cloudy day, and a lot of things just building up. Anyways, I like the show, and good luck.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Niall, for giving me the update on Jeremy, which I played in the last show. Kind of a depressing story there. I almost wish I wouldn't have started off the show with it, but I did listen to that before I played it. I just forgot. All right. You know what? Let's get to something a little bit more upbeat. Bluegrass covers seem to be in vogue right now, with Hayseed Dixie doing AC/DC covers and other hard rock covers and bluegrass tributes to Green Day and Jet and all these other new bands. Let's go ahead and listen to a bluegrass cover of... I moved that one to the second song. All right, well, coming up after this song, you're going to hear a bluegrass cover of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. But before that, let's get to Marianne Baker from her 2005 album 20 Minutes to Live. Here's a cover of Paradise City. Her version is called Pretty on Coverville.
Take
sample there, as promised, is the bluegrass cover of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, that is performed there by the Hemlock Gorge Boys from their album Cole Rain. And I'm trying to find the person that requested it in my email, and it's not coming up, so this is going out to you. You requested it. Before that, you heard Pretty, which was a somewhat cover of Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. The person, Dave, from St. Louis, Missouri, emailed that in and said, you know, although this isn't a full-on cover, it just uses the chorus. It's so catchy and cool, I had to request it. Marianne Baker doing Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. It's Pretty. That's from her 2005 album, 20 Minutes to Live. Well, next up is a cover of a Grand Funk Railroad track. And can you tell I'm kind of scrambling to get the request on this one? You know, the Thorns do a really good cover of, well, I won't say a really good cover. They play a decent cover of the Jayhawks Blue. However, I think it's a little too close to the original, and which is a bummer because I really like everything else that the Thorns did. I thought they had a very unique sound. However, that sound was very close to the Jayhawks, and so their cover of Blue really doesn't add a whole lot. Reason I bring that up, Scott from Marietta, Georgia, requested either this song, which I'm about to play, or the Thorns cover of Blue from the Thorns album. This, what I am going to play, is a cover of Bad Time by Grand Funk Railroad. Originally Grand Funk Railroad, this is a cover performed by the Jayhawks from their Tomorrow the Green Grass album from 1995. It's a track called Bad Time. Here are the Jayhawks.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love. To be in love. Let her be somebody else's queen. I don't want to hear about it. There's too many others who know what I mean. That's why I gotta live without it. Cause I'm in love with the girl I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love.
Hi, Brian. This is James from Erie, Pennsylvania. I haven't heard any requests by voicemail in a long time, so I thought I'd throw one in to you. I'd like to hear Born to Be Wild by Timbuktu3 from their EP, Looks Like Dark to Me. As you know, they're well known for Future So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades. Well, this song continues their basic sound of a little bit of acoustic, I wouldn't say techno, but it's got that sort of computery techno feel to it. Give it a listen, and thanks for putting out the podcast. Bye.
Going out to James in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's Timbuktu3 with their take on Born to Be Wild. They talk about a band with a unique sound that is always consistent and always great. From The Future So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades, to Hairstyles and Attitudes. I really dig that band, Timbuktu3. Of course, that's a cover of Steppenwolf, and you can find that version on Looks Like Dark to Me, which as James mentioned, was Timbuktu3's EP from 1994. Before that, you heard the Jayhawks covering Grand Funk Railroad's Bad Time. You'll find that on the 1995 Jayhawks release called Tomorrow, the Green Grass. Well, now, last week for the All Request Show, I played some funk covers, and I don't know how I missed including this one. This is a group called Nickelbag, and not Nickelback, but Nickelbag. And this was a request from Jay, and he didn't say where he's from. JW. But I love it. Man, I really, really dig this. It's a group called Nickelbag. Let me see here. Stevie Salas and Bernard Fowler, along with a cast of thousands, put out two releases, 12 Hits and a Bump and Moss Feedback. And this one's included on Moss Feedback. It is Only Happy When It Rains, originally by Garbage. I love Garbage, but you know what? I love this version. Check it out. Here's Nickelbag.
Happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the music's bad. Why it feels so good, it feels so sad.
Corbin from Denver, and I have a request for you. The Dropkick Murphys did an excellent cover of Eric Bogle's No Man's Land on their 2005 album, The Warrior's Code. They call it Green Fields of France. And I thought all your listeners would enjoy this awesome Celtic tune. Thank you very much.
Oh, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some loyal heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart you're forever 19. Or are you a stranger without even a name? Forever enshrined behind some old glass pane. In an old photograph torn, tattered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun's shining down on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plow. No gas, no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard that's still no man's land, the countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man. And a whole generation were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Wow, that is beautiful. That is The Green Fields of France by the Dropkick Murphys from their 2005 release, The Warrior's Code. a cover of Eric Bogle. That was requested by Corbin from Denver. Excellent suggestion. And before that, you heard Garbage's Only Happy When It Rains, performed by Nickelbag from their 1997 release, Mass Feedback. Well, Tina is not here for tonight's Musically Challenged, but I'm going to go ahead and press on without her. Let's go ahead and jump into Musically Challenged. This is a Song Ladder edition. This sounds interesting.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is Thomas, DJ of Better in the Dark, presently available on Sci-Fi Fan Radio, and soon to be available as a podcast. I figured I would try my hand and my production skill at giving you a little trivia moment of bliss. Now, I call this the Song Ladder, and it's based on the principle that certain songs have been covered so often that you can make an endless loop of them. So I've created a little sound collage, much like your end-of-the-year song scramble, only using versions of a single song. I'll begin each song ladder with an excerpt from the original, and we'll follow it with different cover versions. What you need to do is name the artist represented. Now, for today's song ladder, we're going with the most famous song from one of my favorite new wave bands, Joy Division. And by the way, you get extra credit for identifying the singer filling in on lead vocals on the last band's interpretation.
All right, Tina did make it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get her filled in on what we have to do here. Basically, it's a song ladder where he made a cover of a song using snippets, I believe, of different cover versions of that song.
Okay.
So we have to identify each of the different artists who are covering it.
Okay.
All right. Good timing.
Yes.
Yeah. Ready?
When Ruthie bites hard and ambition's alone.
Should we pause and I hate to break it up here because it's so cool. Let's, what I'll do is we'll play the whole thing and then I'll come back and do each individual one.
Okay.
But that first one is the original, I believe.
Last band's interpretation. Ready?
When Ruthie bites hard and ambition's alone.
Zemba lies high, but emotion won't grow.
And we're changing our ways.
La, la.
Okay, got it all? Of course you do. You're the maven of cover music. But feel free to pause and discuss before I give you the answer key.
All right.
Oh, we'll need to.
the first one, so let's jump back here.
Interpretation. Ready?
When Ruthie bites hard.
Okay, I believe that's the original. I think that's the original.
It sounds like it,
Joy Division version. Okay.
And ambition's alone.
That was the first cover of that song I ever heard. Do
really?
You know who that is?
It almost sounds like you too, but...
Nope, it's Paul Young.
Oh!
Yeah, not Paul Hewson, but Paul Young.
Okay.
That sounds like the guy we saw open up for Neil Finn a few years ago from the old 97s. What is his? Rhett Miller, I believe, is his name.
Okay.
It sounds like him. Sounds like him singing that one, but I'm not sure. And I'm not, you know, I could so easily pull up my list of covers of that song to see if...
I know, you're restraining.
I am, it's tough.
But emotion won't grow.
I have no idea.
I don't know that one. Hate to say, it almost sounds like Robert Smith with an acoustic, but I've never heard him do an acoustic version of that, so there you go. I don't think I have.
And we're changing our ways.
See, that's... The voice sounded familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Billy Corgan, maybe? I think that's... I have that version. I can't remember. Is that LB? Boy, okay. This is a tricky one. I love the format, though.
La, la,
okay.
I think that last one sounds like Joey Ramone, but I don't know if it really is. all right, well, let's see how horribly we did on that.
Got it all? Of course you do. You're the maven of cover music. But feel free to pause and discuss before I give you the answer key. Okay, in order, you had the legendary original from Joy Division, the legendarily bad cover from Blue-Eyed Soulster Paul Young, a strange version from Joy Division Contemporaries, The Cure.
Oh, that was The
it
Cure.
It was.
Oh, wait, no, I said...
Robert Smith.
I said Robert Smith, and I said it for the acoustic one.
Yeah.
An acoustic version from Emo Core Darling's Fallout Boy, another acoustic version from former Too Much Joy frontman Tim Quirk and his band Wunderlich, an electronica version from Scottish band Biss, and finally, bringing it all together, a cover version from the band Joy Division became New Order.
Oh, really?
And if you figured out that the vocalist filling in for Bernard Sumner on that version was Smashing Pumpkins' Billy Corgan, well, give yourself a hand. Guys, tell me if you like this kind of trivia presentation and keep severing up the covery goodness.
I do like it, and it's really funny that I said Billy Corgan and Robert Smith for two that totally weren't Billy Corgan and Robert Smith.
Yeah.
All right. Well, aren't you glad you rushed in for that?
Oh, yeah. I helped out tremendously.
Okay. Well, let's cue up the closing music here. Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
No problem.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in to Coverville tonight. If you want to get a request in for, next week's show's getting full already, so maybe a few weeks, well, a couple weeks, who knows. Sometimes I just pull them in if it looks like they'll fit in. You can email me at Coverville, CoverVille, at gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with part two of the part one show I did last week about a boy. This coming up show on Tuesday night will be the companion piece about a girl. Of course, songs where the title is just one word, girls' names, a lot more of those than the about a boy versions. And then probably later on in the week we'll have a cover story or something. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. Really appreciate it. Have a good night. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.